Where one side sees opportunity, the other sees risk. That's the gist of the debate over a state bank. There's a lot packed into those perspectives, but before debating them, many people at town meeting will want to know what a public bank is. It doesn't have individual accounts or ATMs or a Christmas club. It's where the state puts its cash. Right now, Vermont's money is in large global banking institutions. Most of it is deposited with TD Bank. The state draws on those accounts to pay its bills. When it wants to raise money to fix bridges or fund a variety of projects, the state sells bonds through big banks and investment firms. Gwen Hallsmith organized the drive to bring a state bank resolution before voters at town meeting.
We give our money somewhere else so they can collect the interest on the deposits, and then we have to borrow it at great expense from Wall Street to do our own improvements.
Instead of going to the bond market, the state would use a public bank to loan out funds to finance projects. Hallsmith says a public bank would save the state money, create jobs, and eventually generate revenue. The case for a state bank is made in a recent study written by Gary Flomenhoft of the University of Vermont Gund Institute for Ecological Economics. It was commissioned by public bank advocates, and Flomenhoft himself supports the idea. The study says 7 states have had public banks, 3 failed, and 3 others were liquidated. North Dakota is the only state currently with a public bank. Flomenhoft says North Dakota might offer some lessons, but it shouldn't be the model for Vermont. Instead, he suggests taking an existing public nonprofit agency that's already making loans and turning it into a bank, an agency like the Vermont Economic Development Authority.
We've already got very successful financial lending agencies with a good track record. Why reinvent the wheel? Just give them the ability to take deposits.
That's the idea behind a bill currently in the Vermont Senate that would turn VITA into a public bank. It would start by giving the agency a banking license so it could accept deposits and then put 10% of the state's funds into it. Supporters say the ultimate goal is to put all state money into the public bank. Granting VITA banking powers is an important part of creating a public bank. One reason is state cash on hand at any given time fluctuates from well over $300 million to as little as $20 million. When funds are low, VITA would need to borrow low-cost money to manage cash flow just as a bank does. State Treasurer Beth Pierce says an agency like VITA is very good at what it does, but taking on a host of banking functions isn't workable.
For us to provide those services, I don't think it's cost-effective, and it's certainly not an area that the public sector has experience in.
Pierce says she's all for using more state money to finance important projects, but she opposes the idea of a state bank that would have control of it all. Unlike personal bank accounts, state deposits in big banks are not insured by the FDIC, but Pierce says the state's money is safe in those institutions because they have huge assets. She says if Vermont's relatively small cash assets were in a state bank, that money would be at greater risk, for example, if loans go bad. And if big credit rating agencies see a public bank as risky, it jeopardizes Vermont's bond rating. Pierce says it's important because a lower bond rating makes it more expensive for the state and lending agencies to borrow money.
That turns around and affects every Vermonter, whether it's affordable housing, whether it's a college education for students, commercial development in this state, commercial energy improvements in this state. Those are the types of things that benefit from our bond rating. I don't want to put that at risk.
Public bank supporters say the risk is overstated. They point to VITA's success and its high loan repayment record. Gary Flomenhoft argues that state money in large institutions like TD Bank is also at risk.
The risk issue is important, and there's a question of whether our money is more at risk in TD Bank than it would be in a public bank.
Flomenhoft's study says a large share of TD Bank assets is in risky financial products. TD is one of the largest banks in the world. Karn Cross, who heads a venture capital fund in Shelburne, spent 10 years as a commercial banker. Cross says money would be less secure in a Vermont state bank.
You've got concentration risk within a geographical area. You've got, there's just like so many risks to a small little, state like Vermont. So, and TD is a huge giant.
Several years ago, Cross encouraged lawmakers to look into the idea of a public bank. Now he says he's convinced a state bank for Vermont simply wouldn't work. Cross says opponents of the idea are going to have their work cut out for them at town meetings where the resolution is discussed.
You know, the arguments against it are not easily addressed in sound bites. The arguments for it are easily addressed in sound bites through a lot of, you know, populist sentiment. Big banks bad, need more local autonomy over our money.
As far as Gary Flomenhoft is concerned, the behavior of big banks is a good argument for a public bank.
People are pretty angry at the banks, and they want to do whatever they can to try to take away power from those too-big-to-fail banks.
The state bank resolution is on the town meeting agenda in at least 20 communities. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.